Okay. You're on the clock.
I realize that I can't make a comedic anything without referring to food. It's been really hard. Let me try right now. Crepes? Fuck! All right, let me try again. Flowers are weird as a garnish. God damn it! All right, you know what? Here's what I think. I think it's... I keep talking about food.
So weird.
I keep talking about food and comedy because I feel like it's the only safe space left. Everything else, off limits. But you know what? It's probably...
Oh,
it's,
my God. You're not going to let me stay silent for that.
You have
to
stay silent. You have to just stay silent. You can bring this up during the show. You can talk to me during the show about this.
Okay, this is already a weird intro.
Yeah. I feel like I talk about food
it's
because...
the most jokey joke you've told on the show.
I try. I talk about food just comes up in my attempts at humor all the time because it's like, it's the last place where I think no one's going to get offended.
Can I make a note?
Sure.
I think you could have sold that opening bit a little better. I think you're a better actor than that to make the bit work.
What, the whole flowers are weird thing?
I think you should genuinely be trying. I think if you're going to let people enjoy that bit, because I know what the bit is. We're going to leave this in. Yeah. I know what the bit is. I think if you're going to genuinely let people enjoy that bit, you really have to act.
You're assuming I know the bit, which is, I'm on the fence.
I do have that level of trust, which I'm learning time and time again to not do. But you should really be acting like you're trying to talk about something and then food comes up. I think people want to see your acting skills. Look, if it turns out crappy, then you can't act. But I think people really want to see you try. That's the way that bit works, is where you really are trying to talk. And you actually, you know what? It's actually funnier if you get really angrier. Your angry acting was not good enough. Because the joke was, I'm trying to talk, every time thing I talk about comedically, I end up talking about food. By the way, this works a lot better when you're doing stand-up on a stage and the setting is that you're doing comedy. But we'll go with it. So you're saying, oh man, I can't talk about food. I can't talk about anything without talking about food. You need to get really fucking angry. Like, go off mic and flip out about how you're talking about food, okay?
After I say the food.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we'll do it like Byron Allen.
So Deepu,
I understand you've got a story about dogs.
Yeah, I do. My dog Sally has a wonderful... I give her bacon all the time. Fuck, I wasn't supposed to talk about bacon. God damn it. Here I am, always talking about bacon when no one gives a shit. This is just hack nonsense and no... All right, let's try that again.
Because I need to see, like, if you're going to move away from the mic, like, it better count. Like, yeah. You should start putting yourself down. You should really, like if you're going to be upset about bacon, like, also, I think it would be funny if while you're yelling at yourself, you were comparing yourself to food, and that's making you more angry.
This is a lot of information to take in. You know what? Let's not do it.
Oh, you will not do that to my listeners. No, sir.
No, I don't have
sir.
It in me.
No,
I don't
sir.
Have the anger.
No, sir. You did a bit. It was weak. You didn't put effort into it. And no, sir, will you do that to me. I will, like a helicopter parent here, do your own bit for you and sell the fuck out of it.
If you do that.
Young man, I swear to God, I'll come back there in that car and do this fucking bit for you. will not just decide, I'm not going to do a bit because I didn't put any fucking effort into it when I initially did it. No. Are you kidding?
No.
You're going to do it again, and if you can't do it good, I actually also want to do it. So you're going to do it again, and then I want to do it, okay? And then I'm going to take my headphones and do it, because that's the reality of it. It's a fun bit you stumble onto and are putting your own comedy down by not giving it a fucking second chance here, okay? Right. We're going to Byron Allen it again. For people who don't know, it's a horrible show in which comedians do their bits. Okay, so... Deepu, I understand you've got a story about buying sneakers.
Oh boy, do I. I love going to the mall and buying sneakers. You know what I love at the mall also? The Chinese food. God damn it! I wasn't supposed to bring that up. I'm such a fucking hack. You know, my whole act is just cookies and socks. I'm so sorry, Byron. Let me just...
I'm not actually Byron Allen. I think that's copyright infringement. I'm saying we're doing it like the show. But that was not... I'm going to do it. I want to do it. I'm taking my headphones.
You know, show me the way.
I don't know how to... I'm going to have one headphone off so I can throw my headphones off after I do this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So set me up. Because let's say this is like a comedy sketch. And my frustration is that I keep talking about food every time I talk about comedy and I can't not do it. So set me up kind of Laurel and Hardy-ish.
Yeah.
Set me up for some bit, okay. And I just keep...
Okay, so So, Michael, I can't believe you have this new bit for comedy.
Yes. What a great setup. I would not have thought that was prepared. God, do it again. God, yeah, what, Deepu, a new bit for comedy.
That was a funny sad attempt.
What is wrong
attempt.
With you?
That was a funny gag.
But we're in an area. Come on. Going sideways. You're like a kid. I gotta keep you in the right. No, we're not going in there right now.
Okay. So Jacob, I heard you have a
I'm Jacob now.
Yeah, you're Jacob. I heard you have a
That's showing his improv skills. It's not just change everything. That's not how improv works. Okay.
I'm not very trained.
Can you just call me by my name?
Okay, fine. So Michael, I heard you had a troubling experience at the airport.
You know, Deepu, I did have a troubling experience at the airport. You know, I often compare the airport to something difficult to do. I don't know. You know, a good tennis serve, peeling an avocado. Fuck! Avocado is a food! I'm not supposed to talk about food! No! I could have thought of so many things that are difficult! There's lots of things! Making a souffle! No, shit! Shit! Souffle is like a cake or some fucking... Shit! Even shit it has to do with food! Because it's one end, and then it's food! That's all I am, is food, and then shit, and then food, and then shit!
That was really good, Mike. That was really good stuff, Mike.
Was that funny?
Yeah, that was hilarious. You're just funnier than me, dude. Like, it's unequivocal.
No, you'd have refused to put the effort in. You refused to put the performance in.
I was raised to do that. I'm sorry.
Your mom always said, Deepu... Yeah. 50%.
The most talented people half-ass it.
Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Quiet Saga. What is it? Nepper?
Nepper episode, Deepu.
Nepper episode, Deepu edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh my god, welcome back to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, the group think Hack Thought Podcast. I can't believe Mike didn't let me finish my intro, but I guess it'll have to just end. We won't have
keep going. You can keep going. I figured at some point people wanted to know what the show is about and what we were doing and why it wasn't starting. This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Group think, hack thoughts. Thoughts that we don't think to think about.
Yeah.
That's the line, Deepu, by the way. Thoughts we don't think to think about.
Thoughts we don't think to think about. I mean, I if you want some of those, I got plenty of those for you today, buddy.
I'm aware.
Yeah. You know, so like I was saying, you know, food, the last is like the last place where no one's offended. You know, comments about food.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into this. Horseshit.
Yeah. You know what? Some people are offended by comments about food.
No. Right? The other part. Obviously, you fucking knew what I meant. What are people offended by?
Oh,
how much do we talk about on the show that people are always offended? No one's ever said this show is offensive.
Because
we felt limited
talking on this show. There's a lot of like topical things, you know, that we don't really address. That you know that are very divisive.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about
no. This is where I'm not going to let you get away with your horseshit. This is the show, Deepu.
Uh-huh.
What can't you talk about on this show that people are going to get offended by? There's only one thing that we don't talk about on the show. What topical things do you want to talk about?
It's not about something I want to talk about. It's just that there are divisive subjects out there. Politics.
People have opinions, is what you've just said.
I guess so. But
so
but
what's
they're,
wrong
but
with them having
polarizing.
Opinions?
No, well, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just that when you try and talk about certain things, people...
Who are you trying to talk to about with them?
Our audience.
Do you try to talk about these things with that they get upset? What type of people?
People who are looking, typically in my experience, people who are looking to have a fight. People who are looking
That's
for
not
trouble.
A type of person. That's not a type of person.
I feel like that is.
Are they colleagues? Are they boyfriends and girlfriends? Are they family members? Who are you talking to that you feel you can't speak without being offensive? You can't just say something and expect everyone to say, that's the case. I'm not going to let you keep talking. That's the whole point of the show, is that I'm not going to let you keep talking when the basis of it doesn't make any sense. What can't you talk about?
Let's say I have a strong opinion about guns.
Okay, so First of all, strong opinion. So right away, you've indicated something that people are already going to be affected by, one way or the other. Right?
Yes.
So maybe the problem has nothing to do with the subject matter and has to do with the fervor of the opinion.
I mean, it's a fervent subject, even. Just I don't know. Listen,
guns are things.
Yes.
Okay. Did that offend anyone? No, Deepu. So clearly, there's levels of spectrum. There's levels on the spectrum. There's mobility on the spectrum. So maybe it doesn't have to do with what you can and can't talk about. It's the feeling with which you have it.
I like that. That's a lesson to take away for sure. I've noticed.
So what else can't you talk about?
I listen. I don't have a whole list of that prepared of things I can't talk
about. Of course
about.
You don't. So then, but if you did wanted to avoid offending people, surely you'd have a list at this point.
I just wanted to yell about bringing up food briefly. That's all I wanted to do.
You wanted to yell and then half-assedly. All right, fine.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to the real subject.
What is that? It's like living in Alice in Wonderland. What is real? What is fake? Nobody knows.
I've noticed that I'm very susceptible to groupthink. Counterpoint?
Yeah.
Would you say you agree?
No. I mean, absolutely agree.
Okay. I've had my opinion swayed by anyone that basically points a finger at me and speaks to me with any sort of authority.
Oh, goodness. I hesitate to think what's happening 67 episodes into this thing. 70? I don't know. We don't keep track.
Yeah. Pretty much every episode, I've been told I'm wrong, and I was like, yeah, you're right. Pretty much. I met one Polish guy, and I switched to all metric system for everything. Easily swayed. Yes, I did.
When did you switch?
I did a full 180. I did a full pi radiance.
Polish people. I don't know why he had to be Polish, but what is now?
Friend.
What are you using? What are you using with metrics?
I use meters, grams. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Do you still have a car?
Yeah.
What's its top speed?
The top speed I imagine is like 250 kilometers per hour.
Bullshit! You knew that. Bullshit.
No, I did. It's how I go by. It's how I travel.
What's the speed limit?
It's around 40 kilometers in my neighborhood per hour.
40 kilometers an hour. What's it on the highway?
It's around 80 kilometers per hour.
So when a cop pulls you over?
Well, he's talking.
Are you going to say, how fast are you going? No, he's just going to say, how fast are you going back there?
What
are you going
to
say?
I'll say, hey, listen, I know you. Be prepared for me to answer this in metric, baby. I've been going 70.
Get out of the car.
Yeah, that would just end up with my face on the pavement. But I'm telling you, man, I did.
So then you don't use metrics?
No, I
do.
You
don't use the metric system?
I do. I'm off of cups. I'm off of gallons. Why? I'm off of pounds, except for British.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
God damn. 7. I know. I weigh 75 kilograms or 65, one or the other, but it's close.
How tall are you?
I'm 2.5 meters.
This was so easy, Deepu. This was so easy. I didn't even try. I didn't even have to get out of bed for this one.
Yeah. No, well, I'm leading to my next point here.
Which is what?
The importance of... Okay.
Wait, is that point in decimals or in fractions?
It's decimals.
Or is it on a graph? What kind of point are we talking about?
I believe Dewey was European, so it is metric. Okay, so...
No, Deepu. Don't just say things. What's 1/10 of a book, moron? It's not in metrics. It's just a decimal. Okay.
Whatever. My point is, I think there's an importance to hearing stupid points of view.
I feel the opposite way, so I'm interested to see how you go this.
You know, stupid opinions, stupid views, stupid ideas exist. Does that mean that we should not hear them?
Yes.
But what if they educate you about how not
to
think?
That's different. That's what if someone is stupid and wants to say their opinion out loud, that's different.
To
me, as somebody who knows better, I don't think I need to hear a stupid opinion.
Okay, well, I mean, how about for your development? Do you think you never benefited?
I've moved beyond the stupid opinion.
Immediately, you never needed to hear it.
I have never not said out loud. An opinion or a thought or a misconceived fact that I thought was fact and not assumed, if I heard the right version of it, that it needed to be changed. Oh God, I'm getting so serious on this episode. Why you need to pitch, why am I doing all the work here? You're the one who needs to pitch me on hearing stupid things.
Okay, well, you know, I only have personal examples. I didn't do a study, so you know, I'm kind of getting.
That's what the show is all about. All
right. Well, I can tell you.
I'd rather that, Deepu. I'd rather you list personal examples and not. All I care is when you start saying people and what it
generalizations.
Really is.
Right. Okay.
One guy.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you a story about a guy who
I'm
came.
Tell you a story about a guy
who came to my school and gave a presentation.
Oh, wait, hold on. Start over.
Story about a guy.
Now, did I say go falsetto?
No.
Now, Deepu, I want you to look in your pockets. Mm-hmm. How much funk do you have?
I have very little.
Okay, so I'm going to bring the funk. Let's be clear here. You've got no funk.
Do I sing?
Will bring the funk.
Do I just talk?
You just talk and trust me.
Oh. All right. I love it. Go. I'm going to tell you about a guy who came to my school one day and gave our school a presentation. He inspired me to have stupid thoughts and express
them.
He inspired me to have stupid thoughts.
Stupid.
He inspired me to become an anti-think tank.
Deep stupid.
A brain fart dispensary.
Stupid.
A thought landfill.
Moron.
I'm sort of a brain spy, if you will. A double agent pretending to be smart while pretending to be stupid.
Nonsense.
All right, so here's
this. This is all nonsense.
A little bit, but you can blame this one guy I'm about
What's
to tell you.
What's he saying?
All right,
it's
guy.
All nonsense.
It's hard to tell
what
a story.
Language is he speaking?
It's hard to talk this way.
Jesus, man.
No. Well,
what was the presentation on?
Okay, this guy came to our school one day. All right, I was in high school. So this is a high school class presentation.
He came into a class. He didn't even get
like
assembly
a, like
status.
Like a, no,
you
no, a school
guy?
Assembly for a high school.
School assembly.
Yes.
Everyone going in the summer of its 15 minutes. I'm there. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah. Guy goes up on stage. He gets introduced.
Please ignore the bells. Then pay attention to the bells and ignore the bells.
Actually, no, this is established assembly time, so there's no bells going off. It's very, very clean organization here. Well-run school. You know, a lot of endowment, in fact, from the government. Anyway, so this guy comes in to do a presentation.
I just, sometimes it's like, you know how when you watch someone do something in a sport so fast, you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I can't always wrap my head, just so people know, it's not necessarily that I'm not going to let him get away with it.
Uh-huh.
It's just that he says something so crazy sometimes that what does it happen?
Well, you talk fast too.
I talk fast. Like you. I didn't add in whatever that thing about endowment was.
You
so
do.
Just keep going.
You don't. I mean, you don't add weird shit, but you know, this is all I got.
I don't have any way to counter it. You've caught me off guard. Congratulations. You sunk my battleship. Can you please keep going?
All right. This guy came into our school. All right. And he looked like he was roughed up, like right before he came in. So maybe he had like some guards.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear this police lineup logic. How did he look roughed up?
Disheveled.
Oh yes. Oh, a second adjective really describes it.
Tie loose.
Tie a loose tie. So he owns a tie.
Disheveled man.
Decrepit.
Yes.
Verschnuckered.
Yes. Beaten up by life or somebody. Who knows?
Okay, that's where you get into these things that I'm not going to just let you say. He had wrinkly clothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he was a lawyer.
You're so judgmental.
I like how I cut
you
off.
I can't believe I didn't put my best suit on to go do a school assembly. Half the kids are high. The other half are too smart to be wasting their time with this.
So,
God, I wish I had ironed this thing. I hope. Oh, maybe if I iron this, I'll get a job opportunity from one of these kids.
Who knows, man? But he goes up and he starts talk. Well, he doesn't start.
I know. Sorry. Are you asking? Me.
He gives his whole presentation about how people don't even have to have health care. Healthcare is not something the government should give. Did you just
what
take
is
your
this?
Did you take your fucking headphones off? What the fuck happened?
No, that's me drinking alcohol to bear this. What's the What's the? Okay, hold on. That's gonna sound really bad. Because I know everyone just heard an unscrewing of a bottle. I am not drinking alcohol straight from a bottle. I had tonic and gin. Again, we sit down for long hours for this, so I'm not just drinking randomly for 20 minutes. The bottle broke, and I poured the alcohol into like the plastic tonic bottle, and so now I have like a sort of, I'm sort of the Michael Jordan of getting drunk now because it's in like a plastic bottle. It's fun. What is this? You've just set me in a again, Deepu. Okay, you're like a mastermind of confusion. So this was some sort of This was an assembly on a symposium on like.
This guy goes different up
political opinions, or he just goes to school and says like, "You don't need healthcare. Everyone should just brush their teeth with sewer water." I'm crazy. What? Like what? I don't understand. Not to say that like I'm not saying that that's necessarily not a political opinion that someone could have. I don't want people to think we're being political. I'm setting up. Deepu has painted this as he was assailed by somebody with a strange opinion. Like, so why was this a presentation?
I think it was a presentation to just show the people in the room a different way of looking at things. Just a different way of looking at things. Not
this was instead of education?
I mean, this is part of the education, I believe. You know, having speakers come in and give an opinion or whatever. I don't even think anyone has thought about this presentation since, but it has stuck with me because it was the only time I heard. He said like this vicious line. It all summed up in this one line. He basically said that, oh, well, maybe sick people should just use Tylenol if they can't afford real medicine, like the actual medicine they need. And that always stuck with me.
Oh, I'm starting to get nauseous about why we're even talking about this. This is so upsetting. This seems like,
I know.
This seems like just something to annoy people.
It felt like such a stupid thought.
I don't want to talk about this. Can you, like, so this person just came in and said horrible things. Nobody thinks that. Nobody on any side of the aisle thinks that people should use the wrong medicine.
Well, painkillers. He was saying that you just lessen your pain. If you can't afford the real thing, lessen the pain, and that's your fucking life. That's what he said. And it struck
me. Right, so nobody thinks that. So this guy came in and said nobody thinks that.
Yeah, I mean.
Nobody in the world thinks that.
I haven't heard that opinion expressed since, and it
no, because it's a horrible thing to say.
Sure, yes.
I understand you. We don't want to talk about politics on this show. No one would ever say something so horrible. So I don't understand why this is happening to you and why you're talking about it on the show. I'm sorry that you had to even sit through that and you couldn't. I mean, that's horrible to hear that.
It's fucked up, and no one said anything. We all just sat there, and no one made a fuss.
Well,
because
schools are effectively run like prisons. You are rewarded for not rebelling.
Yeah, well,
you're rewarded for not going against the status quo.
Well, I'm just saying that I benefited from hearing this stupid thought, from hearing, oh my God, this is a terrible idea. I'm glad that no one else is thinking this.
I'm not. I feel unhappy and unpleasant. Like, I'm telling you what the listener's thinking too. Like, I just feel unhappy about that. That made you happy that someone thought that?
Well, it was just shocking, and it always stuck with me.
Obviously it would, in the same way that getting hit with a 2x4 would stick with you. Shocking and sticks with you. Yes, I remember it because it hurt when someone hit me with that large piece of wood.
Now, wouldn't you be on the lookout for a guy with a stick for a large?
No, I would never form my life based on the insane scenario of someone hitting me with a stick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this incident that I'm talking about kind of prepared me in that sense. I look around for people who have that kind of thinking and I hit them with a stick.
Not necessarily opposite political opinions. I just want to make this clear.
Sure.
The insane statement of if you're poor, you should just suck up the pain, like that. That's the sentiment that Deepu was. That's horrible. I mean, I really feel bad for you. Honestly, I do. You've been garnering a lot of pity from me lately, and it makes me think I might be being soft on you.
I'm liking it. I'm liking how easy you're on me sometimes. It beats you yelling at me for sure.
Does it?
Listen, all I know
so
is
so now
that
you're on the lookout for stupid thoughts, so obviously the thing would be to avoid them.
Avoid them or stomp them out. I should be more proactive next time. I'm going to take a stance.
I don't know that that's your responsibility. Is that what you're saying, that you think it should be your responsibility, that you feel as though you're not doing enough?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Standing up against stupid ideas. Cutting myself off mid-podcast. I don't know, dude. All I know is that I grew.
Well, what's the
I somehow
pitch here
grew
is that you want to hear stupid ideas, though. That was your pitch originally, right? I'm trying to keep you on track.
Yes.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, there was a benefit to this guy giving that presentation, even though it was an awful presentation. It helped me grow, and I feel like with my dumb ideas and my dumb half-assed thoughts, I'm helping the world grow around
me. Well, this is the classic "I want my scars" argument. This is a philosophical point. The point is that something horrible did happen to you. Maybe not as horrible as other things that could have happened to you.
Yeah.
But it did happen to you, and you turned this bad experience into a good experience for your life. That doesn't mean that everyone should go through bad experiences. certainly, if everybody could go through the experiences they needed to make them a good person, that would be the ideal world.
But
if every experience you had was pleasant and also educated you on how to be pleasant in the world and solve issues, that is the better scenario, right?
That is the better scenario, and the key word there is ideal, but we don't live in an ideal world. We live in a world full of stupid.
What?
As you are fully aware.
But I don't think that then you should seek out stupid people. Like, I don't, that's where I'm losing you. So now because you turn this bad experience into a good one, like everyone does, that now I'm supposed to find stupid people?
I think we can make the most of stupid people by giving them a megaphone.
Put them on farms. Have them push sticks around. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we can give them jobs. We can give them good, well-paying jobs.
This is getting real world domineering here, Deepu. What are you talking about?
I'm not even going to say it. I like dumb people. I keep them around. People don't want to have them around. I keep them around. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I say there's a value to letting someone run their mouth. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
And like getting to hear their stupid opinion?
Yes. Let them fall on their face.
Yeah, that's fine. But I still don't understand this thing of like, we all need to hear stupid opinions. Once a day, have someone say something wrong to you. What?
Because there's too much trust. Too much trust in the world, Mike. People listen to too much. And I'm going to stop myself there. I don't know shit about people. I'm going to stop right there.
Okay, so bring it to you. Do you think you're too trusting?
Yes. I hear things, and I just I accept them.
So what are you going to do to be less trusting?
I'm going to just not listen. I'm going to cut people out of my life.
Well, that's obviously the other extreme. And now I've filled my daily quota of hearing my one stupid thought as prescribed by Dr. Deepu.
Dr. Deepu says, duh. Sorry.
Dr. Deepu says, take a stupid thought in the morning and contract your bowels to wake up for the day. What are you saying?
I don't know. This is a good book. This is a good, like, bathroom book, I guess.
Dr. Deepu says?
Yeah, just a bunch
of... a million of your quotes in the bathroom. Listen to stupid people at least once a day. What?
Yeah,
would make you shit your pants.
It's like an immunity pill for your brain.
So what are you... Oh my God, dude.
Vaccination.
What I deal with? I've been talking to you for a half an hour. I still don't understand the first sentence he said. What?
That's right, Mike. That's right, Mike. Hear the dumb thoughts and slowly...
this is why it's
better.
Frustrating. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to hear
stupid? You don't do anything. Yeah, you're becoming better as we speak.
I'm so confused.
You're confused because you should be. This is you growing.
This is like a Tommy situation where I need to be deaf, dumb, and blind. I'm only saying it because it's in the movie. I know those aren't the terms. So I need to be deaf, dumb, and blind so I can enlighten myself. Like, what are you doing? Is that what this is? It's like a cult camp.
Truth through blunt.
Oh, any sentence that starts with truth, you know you're in a cult. I don't start a lot of sentences with truth.
No, you don't.
Other than in the game Truth or Dare.
Truth through truth. Blunt stupidity.
I like Bobby.
I don't know, man. This is my manifesto almost.
Okay, let me hear it again. Truth.
Truth through blunt stupidity.
Ironically, the sentence itself is blunt stupidity. Yeah. Therefore, it would be easy to convince people that you genuinely believe in it.
That's right.
In this mad world of us getting stupider. So what would we do every day to get this truth through blunt stupidity? Would we march an idiot out every day like a presentation at the zoo?
I mean...
This is your native northeastern moron. It has a wingspan of 4 feet and lays eggs. Listen to what it says.
I have a baby.
I don't believe in tying your shoes. I don't believe in tying your shoes because you're just gonna untie them. The Northeast moron.
Whoa,
says
I don't know. That's
like
such a dumb thought. I don't know. I think I'm kind of on board with this. What the guy's saying. So that's not a good example. But a dumber thought.
A dumber thought than don't tie your shoes.
I mean, if you're not walking all day, then you don't have to.
I want to remind people to episode 6, in which Deepu stopped the show to tie his shoes while he was sitting down at a microphone. Just so everyone knows, go back and listen to that episode, in which Deepu didn't just stop talking, and then I had to say what's going on. He asked me to stop, and while he was sitting at a microphone,
yeah,
tied his shoes during my precious, precious time.
Well, I wasn't... So
Deepu was then going to say that a lot... See, people sometimes think I'm hard on you, but the reality is... The maze that I'm in is so elaborate that you have to call attention to it. So not tying your shoes is not a stupid thought, but wasting my time during a podcast to tie his shoes was a thing he did.
Well, listen, that was a long time ago, and I've grown a lot.
That was a long time ago. Now he doesn't wear shoes at all.
Yeah. Barefoot. All the time.
So someone would say something stupid, and then the goal would be to not be that stupid?
Yeah. Deepu's stupid thought of the day.
Wouldn't you feel... Oh, that's a hashtag if I've ever heard it. Wouldn't you feel as though... I'm going to start tweeting out things you say to me on the phone with Deepu's stupid thought of the day. Okay, wouldn't you feel as though at a certain point you'd be in this maze of like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I just hear dumb thoughts. Wouldn't you feel assaulted by it? Much like I felt in school. Was that if you just kept hearing stupid things all day, you would get depressed by not hearing smart things.
Well, what stupid things are you referring to? Like, I don't even know what stupid things. This is school. School has knowledge.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in school you don't need. People in the world
French,
feel as though they're wasting their time listening. Not French, moron.
Like, I know, French is actually useful. Go.
Yeah, well, it's a skill at the very least.
Yeah.
I said it in the
art
interview.
Art history.
Again, I'm Mike Vallick, Bachelor of Fine Arts. Thanks, Deepu. I more mean, like, you know, reading certain books that people think I have to read a certain book and I have to listen to their interpretation of a book. That's a stupid thought in general. That's a really, really stupid thing that you have to hear over and over again. A skill I don't want to use. Sitting in class and hearing about a skill I don't want to use, whatever that skill may be. If it is French, if you're forced to take French, yes, then obviously that would be a horrible class to be in. Because you don't want to speak French. That would be a fucking miserable class.
But,
if you're willing,
man.
I think school is all about, you're describing the educational system for a lot of people like me, Deepu, which is to say, this is a skill I don't really want, and I'm fine taking on the repercussions as a human, I'm fine taking on the repercussions of not knowing the skill, and then the truancy law is saying, no, you must learn these skills. Now imagine if you stayed in high school forever is Deepu's pitch that he's about to throw at you.
Damn, you're good. Well, no, high school, but with like a stupid announcement.
No pitch. High school, but stupider is the worst pitch I've ever heard. And no good pitch is like high school, but. Unless it's high school,
but superpowers.
It's not high school, and it's an orgy.
All right, well, I'm not going to go there.
I am a non-medical spokesperson, and the views of Banyan Treatment Center do not reflect the views of Big Weasel, Little Weasel, LLC, or its affiliates. Do you or someone you know struggle with drug or alcohol addiction? Call the Banyan Treatment Center at 1-800-508-0119. Again, if you or even anyone you know is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction, call or get more information from the Banyan Treatment Center, 1-800-508-0119 or at banyantreatmentcenter.com. Now it's time for our participation section, which is we didn't take a survey. This is a section where we say things on the show. We don't have any stats or information on it. And then we ask people, is this a piece of groupthink or hack thought? Here are those questions right now. First on our survey segment here is the Melissa Diamond of He Said What podcast. Ooh, and did you hear my stomach rumble? Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. Should we rename Blowjob?
Yes, I do think we should rename it because there's no blowing. part of the job. It's more like sucking, and it's more like licking. So I'm not saying I know the name, but blowjob doesn't really describe what's actually happening.
We've had people propose names. None have stuck in my eyes. Todd Glass said that we should that it should be like nicknames for couples that you, mm-hmm. you or like what you make kids call going to the bathroom or something, so that you know that it's something that you know between each other. I thought that was a pretty good a proposal. If you have any ideas, though, I think people have enjoyed the ideas. Do you have one?
I don't have one off the top of my head. If I do, I'll definitely get back to you. But I just think that the name itself doesn't explain. Like, if you say to someone that you're going to eat someone out, it's pretty clear what you're doing.
Oh, I would say the opposite. I would say that's probably going to be on my list next. I said that eat me out sounds like a mistranslation from another language. Like, that in another language, eat me out means something, like, actually romantic.
Okay, yeah,
and that when translated...
It sounded like a global term. I agree with that.
It sounds like in Japanese, eat me out is to kiss the flower gently on its edible stem, as opposed to we translate it back into English, and it sounds like something that a fly does to a big beetle. You know what I mean? It sounds like something that David Attenborough fucking narrates on Discovery Channel.
I have an idea. I just thought of it.
Eats
what,
out.
What if we call blowjobs pucking? So it's like penis sucking.
Oh, my God. How is that? Pucking.
Pucking.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Like, do you want to puck?
Yeah. Like, let me puck you.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of good hockey integration there.
Oh, yeah. And all hockey players, I'm sure, love pucking. So
I would say Wayne Gretzky loved giving blowjobs. Is that what you just said?
I never said that. You
well,
said that.
I don't think he's ever been asked. I don't think he's ever been asked. So get back to us, Wayne. Next is Layla Berzins of Layla Berzins Voiceover. Very accomplished voiceover actress. Look her up. IMDb. Go to IMDb and ask it to tell you of Layla Berzins. It will sing a tale of stuff.
Let's see. We shouldn't take off hats indoors. I think it's a cultural thing in terms of my own beliefs. I personally don't mind. Some people look really good with hats. I've got a couple friends that they just look better with hats. Some people we take our hats off during the Pledge of Allegiance, but I don't consider wearing a hat a sign of disrespect. Wearing a hat in school, yeah, maybe. Well, just for the simple fact that if you're sitting behind somebody and there's a hat on their head, it's probably harder to see the chalkboard. So then I would kind of want to stay away from that. But in general, yeah, if it's like in your way, then don't do it. I would not want hats to be worn in a movie theater, any place where you're in front of people. If you're just, hanging around waiting in line at a bank, go ahead, wear your hat. I don't think anyone's going to mind. But yeah, it's, again, one of those things. Circumstances are everything.
And our guest for today is Stephanie Gonzalez of Gonzography, a very talented photographer and creates a zine of her own. And here we talk about advice, which has been a long-held thing on the show. So listen to this. Just listen to it. Trust me. You'll have to use your ears. Get your ears ready. Take them out of the drawer. Okay. Now, Stephanie Gonzalez. Let me ask you a question on diet advice. What do you think about advice? It's an ongoing thing on the show. I'm of the opinion advice is bullshit.
What do I think about advice?
Giving advice, getting advice, how do you feel about it? Do you give advice?
Oh, I do. I give advice all the time.
I mean, you did
I
it
love
in this
to give
reporting.
Advice.
But why? If that person fucks up, you're going to get the blame.
Well, I don't know, because I don't think I give bad advice. I think I give pretty good advice.
The thing everyone who gives advice says, though.
I know.
Do you?
Well, I don't give unsolicited advice, so if you ask me my opinion, I'll tell you, but it's your choice to take it or not, so
well,
if you fuck up, it's on you.
Well, now let me say this. You've asked me to not drink coffee for a week. Obviously an insane thing to say to Mike Fallick. This is obviously insane. However, I will say this to you, R.E., but I have accepted your challenge to drink coffee until my heart races.
challenge taken. Advice, okay. Advice heard. but are you, if I would ask you, and we can check back in a year's time, could you start every time you take advice, and I might even buy you a journal with our podcast like logo on it, small little tiny journal, would you start keeping a record and following up on the advice you give? So you give out advice and then you find out, did it work? Because you're like, I don't know if I give bad advice. Well, surely you should have some metrics for it. Like, what was the last advice you gave out that you know worked?
Let's see. It was probably advice to my friend about this dude she's been seeing. And how he...
Yeah, lay the whole situation out. I want to hear the whole thing.
So she was seeing this guy for like a month. They weren't boyfriend, girlfriend. They didn't have a title or anything.
So they were just having sex?
Yeah, they were just like hooking up and they were friends.
Whoa, we want the details here. We want the details here. What is hooking up?
Well, yeah, they were having sex, I guess.
Yes, be a grown up. All right, now what positions? I'm kidding. Okay, so they were hooking up, totally fab.
Right.
Then for how long?
I think a month.
Okay, fab.
Month or so.
Great.
Yeah, and he was slowly, he slowly stopped texting her. She would text him, and he wouldn't answer. You know, and she'd send him a picture. Oh, this reminds me of you, and he wouldn't answer or whatever. So, I told her to try to talk to him. Like, why aren't you calling him right now? Why don't you just deal with it right now? And she's like, no, I'll wait a week. Give it some time. I'm like, just deal with it now because, that whole week you're going to be stressed out and, fucking pissed off. So why put yourself through that? Just handle it now. And she, eventually she did, like 2 days later, she talked to him and everything, it's over, but like, at least she knows and she doesn't have to stress anymore.
Now,
so it would have been a week longer of stress.
What I'll say is you probably know your friend where you're going to be thinking about it. But I think a lot of our listeners heard this story and said, no need to waste those precious Verizon Singular rollover minutes. It's over. I would have just said to that person, like, don't need to call. It's over. Let's go get some dick. Like, I don't think that I think I would have. Those rollover minutes start counting. They don't add up. But I would not have even wasted even 0.2% of my phone's battery to call and be like, hey,
me either.
You ignore me all the time and we don't talk at all?
Yeah, fuck you.
And what?
That's what I said. That's what I said to her too. Like, fuck that guy. Who cares? But she was just like so upset over it. And I was like, call him then. Find out. Get it over with and let it be over because you're going to stress out. Me? No. I wouldn't waste my time.
Yeah, it sounds like it's done. So it sounds like you actually gave no advice at all.
I think I did.
What your advice was my advice, which was that it's over. So what advice did you give?
I told her to call him. I told her to start the conversation.
Okay.
Because she was wondering, She's like, what happened? I want to know. I want closure. I'm like, there is no closure. You know what I mean?
Can I say, I'm going to throw another thing out here because I think I have better advice. I would have said,
call
him up and listen, I know everyone's not petty like this, but we all have to admit it at a certain point. Everybody loves to, everyone doesn't love it, but everyone wants to be the person who breaks up with the other person. Okay. It's just a matter of dynamics.
Yeah.
No one wants to be fired. No one really wants to fire anyone, but if you're in that position where somebody's getting fired, you'd rather be the person firing someone, okay? In this situation, you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, look, you're done with this relationship. Your friend could have gotten a free, guilt-free breakup under her belt. She could have just called up and said, it is over. And you didn't.
Yeah.
That was a wasted opportunity.
That was the better thing to do.
But I am definitely sending you a notebook. Because I really want to, and we'll check back in a year, because I really want, I'm a very stupid person. So if somebody says to me, do you give good advice? I'd be like, I don't give advice. I go by Star Trek rules here, do not interfere. Let the people of that planet, you know, rule themselves, you know.
Uh-huh.
Primary objective. So, because I'm very stupid. But you saying, like, I give good advice, that's a...
Yes, I feel like I do anyway. People say I do.
People say it, huh?
They say it, and I feel like I do too, though. And that's just confirmation. When well, they're like, that was good. No, yeah.
Well, when this episode goes up, when this portion of this episode goes up, what I would ask your friends to do is if they want to prove me wrong, they can go leave reviews of times you've given them good advice, and I will read them on the show. If they go and they say, here are the times Stephanie gave me great advice, and they leave it as an iTunes review, I will read all of them on the show and say I'm wrong. I do this sometimes. Okay. I require a little bit of evidence and polling. My co-host Deepu had to find anyone over the age of 15 who said they have a difficult time eating vegetables. Because I said, no one over the age of 15 says that. And he tried to think that he thought he was giving good advice by saying, oh, I'm going to get help people to eat vegetables. I go, it's not a problem for almost anyone. So when this goes up, I want some reviews that say, Stephanie told me to not throw my cactus out the window, and it worked out. That cactus is my best friend. Best man at my wedding.
This has been a great episode of Let's Start a Cult Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And what have we learned today? Deepu's decided we need a moral at the end of episodes, so I'm going to shove it in his face now. Deepu, what have we learned today?
Hold
on. I have an objection now, because in your theory, this moral at the end of the episodes, which, by the way, I can't even begin to talk about how weird it is. Mm-hmm. So this moral should be stupid, actually. So you should say what we didn't learn, or you should say the opposite of what we learned. I'm in a crazy maze right now. Deepu, what's the moral? I'm so confused.
Yeah. Well, I'll just give a stupid fact to take away. How about that?
Oh, great.
So that the world grows a little bit wiser. See what I mean?
No. You're asking if I see what you mean? I've been saying for a half an hour now, I don't see what you mean.
It's more rhetorical. They see what I mean.
You're a rhetorical.
Well, you know, some people learn. Some people need to just hear it again.
Is that the stupid fact for the day?
That's actually pretty close. So let's just go with that.
Well, no, let me hear it again. Let me hear your real stupid fact of the day that we're all supposed to get. Everyone sit down. Put your hands on, like I'm going to do, put your hands on your fists, your elbows on the table, and stare deeply into the podcast as we hear this. With your bright, gleaming eyes. Oh, you nice little bright listeners looking into the podcast. Mm-hmm. Let's hear this.
I think you should feed your plants soda.
What is wrong with you? How is that anything, Deepu? That is an opposite statement. I don't understand what that does for anyone.
It just reminds them, like, damn, I'll never do that.
Why wouldn't you give an... But you're assuming that everyone understands everything about their plants. Plenty of people lose houseplants. If you were actually to have given a great tip about a certain type of houseplant, someone might save their houseplant. Instead, you just said the opposite of an obvious thing.
Baby steps.
No.
Baby steps.
No.
Baby steps.
Oh, I'm so upset.
That's okay, man. That's how my episodes go. You're always upset. You end up crying at the end of it. It's been a great show.
Usually I get pretty close to tears, to be honest.
Started off strong.
Usually in terms of getting smarter, maybe you're right. Hold on. I'm going to give your theory some credence here at the end of our episode.
Yep.
Maybe he's right, because I've been trying to say smart shit at him for many, many episodes now, over a year now, and he has not gotten any smarter. Nope. Because I come on here every episode and think, it's going to be different. It's obviously going to be different this episode. He can't possibly keep saying stupid things. And guess what? This is episode like 70-something.
Over and under and into my mouth.
And this is still what he's come out with. So maybe he's right. Maybe this isn't the way to teach him, is to say the smartest thing I'm thinking. Maybe it's just
absolutely. And let me tell you something. When you go on your rants full of words, it hurts. It fucking hurts. So maybe try something else. All right?
I'm going to write that one down. That one's definitely already been tweeted by the time this episode goes out. When you go on your rants full of words.
With your confidence. Oh, hate you.
When you go on your rants full of words, it hurts. And ladies and gentlemen, put that on a fucking pillow.
Yeah.
All right. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good drywall.